Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
First round of the NBA draft is tonight. It's become a two-round affair, Andy. Remember, they used to have multiple rounds of the NBA draft. Then it became a seven-round deal, and now it's a two-round deal. You get the first, you get the second, and now it's over 2 days. How about that?
Well, you know, you can't have enough NBA draft, especially for Cavalier fans that'll be sitting through the first night of it tonight, and then waiting. And is there any chance the Cavs have any ammo to move into the first round? I don't know.
Might be.
That gives you a little bit of intrigue to maybe want to watch tonight.
Let's find out, shall we?
We shall.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You know him as the former head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Memphis Grizzlies. You know him as the czar of the telestrator with Marv Albert, color analyst extraordinaire for NBC Sports back in the day.
Yes.
Color analyst on the Los Angeles Clippers telecast. And, of course, the leading host of that fine podcast, Basketball Gold. He's Mr. Mike Fratello. Hello, sir.
Wow. What? Here's something else. You couldn't think of enough things to make up a long introduction, could you?
I had one more for you. I would have said fine connoisseur of our best foods here in Northeast Ohio, especially Little Italy. Yes.
I would have loved that. Yeah. That would have been the most accurate thing you said. Okay.
Thanks for your
how
time.
How are you, buddy? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah. How you doing?
Doing great. Yeah. I thought an exciting NBA season. The playoffs were terrific. You know, for the most part, it was. People couldn't believe when just walking around bumping into people. They were so engaged. First of all, the fact that it was Oklahoma City against Indiana, everybody's like, what? And I'm sure the TV people were doing the same things when the ratings came out. And then as the series went on, you talk about games that turned and wound up with dramatic endings. And it was fun basketball. And congratulations to Oklahoma City. They have an incredible young championship team.
Mike, and I'm trying to get this confirmed. The reason that it was so enjoyable was I thought we watched team basketball with hard-pressing defense in a championship series, and we saw an underdog like Indiana do that night in and night out. I might be one of the few that love the defense that we saw with full-court pressure and stuff like that. I hope that's the norm moving forward, because I get real tired of watching guys jacking up threes all game long.
And let's give Indiana credit. Their defense that you noticed and many other people noticed how good their defense was not the old Indiana defense. This was a new brand of Indiana defense. And if I have it correct, Rick Carlisle in the beginning of the year turned the defense over to Jenny Boucher, who's his assistant coach. That's the blonde-haired lady sitting next to him on the bench. And if you saw the timeouts, she kind of went in the timeouts first while Rick was planning his strategy on the next play, et cetera, et cetera. And then when she was done, Rick would walk into the the huddle. So she did a great job. And I thought the one key move for them was you can't press the whole season in the NBA and it not have a toll on your players. 82 games, the travel schedule, and then to press 94 feet every night is very, very demanding on the players. So I've coached a team where we did press with one unit but didn't press with the other unit because the second unit was a better pressing team than my first unit was. But that's different. What they did is they played the regular season the way they played it with their, quote, normal defense. When they got to the playoffs, they picked you up right after they scored or after they missed a shot. They were standing right there waiting for you. And they forced more turnovers and got more easy baskets than you can imagine off of that. And congratulations to them. It's a terrific strategic move on their part to change the defense that way and stick with it throughout the entire playoffs.
Mike, do you think that the way that, and let's go Indiana first, the way Indiana played, and I used the word relentless early on in the playoffs to describe the way they played. I mean, it looked like they just didn't let up at any point in any game. They just kept going and going and going. And playing enough guys that it seemed like the guys never ran out of gas. Does that carry over into the regular season and with other NBA teams? Or I don't want to call it an aberration, but I just loved it because it was like, yeah, that's the way this game can be played and many people think should be played. Can that carry over?
It seems like every year when a champion is crowned, the next year you see somebody or a couple somebodies try to emulate what they just saw the year before. They liked something that they hadn't seen, whether it's a new set of plays, a new way of defending, a pick and roll, whatever it might be, and you'll see teams try it the next year. What Indiana did was they played frenetic basketball at both ends of the floor, not only offensively, because they would get a shot back up in 3 or 4 seconds if they could. If you let them drive it and push it full court, they'll take it and go right to the rack and try to score or kick it out for a quick shot from the corner. Meanwhile, defensively, they then, when the playoffs came, turned the defensive end of the floor into frenetic basketball where they were picking you up, trying to force turnovers, jump switching hard. If you went to certain spots on the floor, they had the freedom to trap you there and go into full rotations. All of that caused turnovers, caused easy buckets for them. You got to congratulate them. Hats off to them for playing the way they did. You got a team that not many people knew how good they really were, who showed that they belonged in the NBA Finals.
Mike Fratello joining us, former Cavs head coach, Los Angeles Clippers color analyst. When you started talking about the finals, you said, and you have a young champion in Oklahoma City. They started the year as the youngest team in the NBA, and here they win the NBA championship, Mike. And you don't throw around the word dynasty very often. Could these guys become one?
Well, you know, since the playoffs, I've been mistakenly saying the Cavaliers only one of two teams, okay, that won 60 or more games. I was wrong. I had forgotten about Boston because of them getting knocked out early. But Oklahoma City won 68 games. The Cleveland Cavaliers won 64 games. And Boston won 61 games. And the next closest team was 52 wins, and that was Houston. In the Eastern Conference, the next closest team was New York with 51 wins. So when you talk about OKC, 68 wins, winning a championship, they have 17 first-round picks over the next 5 years, I believe it is, that they can use up. So,
silly.
For example, in tonight's draft coming up, they can take two, and if they want to be generous, okay, we'll throw in a third first-round pick. You can have three of our first-round picks down the road. We want to go up to number two tonight or number three tonight because they see somebody that, look, they understand that they're going to have to replace players. The way the league is, contracts run out, guys become unrestricted free agents, they move on. So understanding that, they may be putting the next piece in place for down the road to keep that dynasty going. But to answer the question, yeah, why couldn't they be? If they remain healthy, the toughest thing is going to be to keep the core pieces happy, together, wanting to be part of a team that continues to have a shot and try to win championships.
Coach, when I'm let's listen to all these people that are calling us and saying Darius is the guy they have to trade, I don't necessarily know if it's because of his ability. It's just his, you know, what he's worth and what his value might be to bring something back for a team that could be stuck under the second apron going into this thing. How valuable do you think Darius Garland is to bring him back next year? And is he more valuable as a trade asset than he is as a player right now for this team?
Got to keep in mind, when Darius got hurt, he went out. We could not at times get the ball over the half court line cleanly. That means you're turning somebody else, whoever it might be. And I'm not saying they're going to go out and find another point guard, but you're either taking the ball, putting it in Donovan's hands, or you're taking Jerome, if you can sign him because he's an unrestricted free agent, and moving him into the starting lineup. Or do you go with Porter, okay, who at times, when he played well for them? Do you try and find that other piece? Because Darius is going to be out for 4 to 5 months with that toe surgery. Mm-hmm. But we, our brand of basketball changed when he went out. And to me, the one reason was because Darius could blow by the defender. Straight line to the rim, full speed ahead. That didn't happen. When it's Donovan, when it's Ty Jerome, they don't do it the same way. They don't play the same way that Darius does. Donovan has a high dribble. Ty Jerome had a hard time against quickness, getting the ball over the half-court line. So you needed Darius Garland to get you some easy buckets, to get you some kick-out passes. And that's what we lost when we lost Darius. And, you know, if we would have won that second game, who knows, that hopefully might have turned out differently. But the people were calling for do a trade. Why would you break up a 64-win team when only three teams had 60 or more wins? Keep this in mind. We have Garland out for 4 to 5 months. DeAndre Hunter didn't join the team until late in the season. So he's going to come back better just going to training camp through Kenny Atkinson's system, understanding it better. What's going to happen with Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill? Unrestricted free agents, questionable. I'm not sure they can keep both of them because of this second apron. And I'll get to that in a second, but got to make a decision who you want to keep, I think, between Jerome and Merrill. You got Porter, who's a point guard that got minutes and played well. Tyson, okay, the youngster, the two guard, they like what they see with him. He's been developing, getting better and better. He'll be back in the summer league, I'm sure. You can slide Donovan Mitchell over if you want to that point guard at certain times while Darius is recovering. But I would not do anything major with the roster. It's a deep roster. It's a good roster. They have some terrific players on the roster. And let's look at the opponents. Indiana has now lost Halliburton for all of next year. So Indiana is not going to be the same team. Their two free agents they have, Miles Turner, unrestricted free agent, Thomas Bryant, unrestricted free agent. That could be three pieces that change for them. And Boston, the other team that won 60 or more games, look what they just did in the last few days. Porzingis is gone. Holiday is gone. Those are two out of their five starters that they've gotten rid of. And people are scratching their heads saying, I wonder why they did that. I read where those two players being moved on have saved the Celtics $180 million because of that apron, that second apron. The second apron, for those who don't know, it can do like affect you two areas. One, it limits what you can do trade-wise. Two, it saves you a lot of money. You want to get out of that apron, second apron, as quick as you can. So Mike, Boston could be different.
Mike Fratello joining us, former Cavs head coach, working with the Los Angeles Clippers telecast team as the color analyst. With Boston making those moves, Mike, they clearly don't want to pay the money. And you think all that money, Drew Holiday or Porzingis, What would you rather have? With Tatum out, probably the money, and then you take it from there. If you're the Cavs, do you think you're more able to improve the team and try and tweak the team by keeping the core four together and working around the edges there? Or some kind of a major move where you might also save some money and be able to use that in other areas? I would think Kobe Altman has a decision to make if he decides to change what he said, you know, in his postseason press conference where he's keeping the core four together. But can you improve the team and not bust that up, Mike?
Jeff, there's four ways to improve a team in the NBA. Draft picks, trade, sign free agents, internal development. So if you can get something done in one of those ways, depending on what you have to give up. Okay, me, if you're asking me, would I break this team up? Would I trade one of the major pieces? I would not. First of all, we have an owner who is willing, has always been willing to pay that extra amount if it winds up being a penalty because of, you know, expenses due to second apron, et cetera, et cetera. If you had an owner that says, no, we can't spend extra money, well, that's a concern. Then you're working for a guy who's telling you, we're going to nickel and dime this. That's not Dan Gilbert. He's never been that way. So you've got a great owner who's willing to get it done to win a championship. Now you've got to decide, what can I get? And if you tweak and take a piece away, is that going to damage what you have? Chemistry, and I can tell you, I went through in Atlanta. We lost in that game 7 to the Boston Celtics, the great game 7 where Dominique had 47 points. And at the end of that season, we were a young, dynamic team. And we lose to the Boston Celtics in the 7th game of the playoffs. And we could have brought everybody back. They loved each other. They were very, very united as a team on, off the court. We got rid of two of those pieces and brought in two new pieces because we thought that was going to take us to the next level. It didn't. We never had the same chemistry. We never had the same togetherness. We were never the same team. And it showed that just because of the name or because they've been an all-star X number of times, all the stuff has to fit together to work. And this Cleveland team, I think, has that, you know, what it needed. So I wouldn't touch it. I'd be there and let Darius get healthy, develop some of these other guys, and come back again because two of the other teams I just mentioned you are not going to be close to what they were last year, and that's Indiana and Boston.
Mike, I just want your thoughts on Kenny Atkinson and how he gets better in year two. It's going to be hard to top what he did in year one, especially during the regular season. How does he become a better coach, and what do you think he learned? Because you've stood there. You get it.
I think he learned coaching is so easy. You come in the first year, you take over a team, you win 64 games, you win the coach of the year, and everybody loves you. He learned that immediately.
Until you get to the playoffs, you're great, yeah.
It's great because now Kenny went through this first year here in Cleveland. He had a chance to put his system in. I'm sure he looked back now when the season's over and said, okay, what should we do differently? Should we keep everything the same? Can we tweak things a little bit here and there because of what happened in that Indiana series? And look, they understood everything that I just mentioned and beyond that. They understood why, okay, they struggled against Indiana in that series. So how do we do things differently so that if we face that again next year, we're ready to handle it better? And we've got this year under our belt. And, you know, disappointment can be a great motivator sometimes. You lose a series like they did to Indiana, and you come back the next year. If you've got the right mentality, the heart of a warrior, you come back and you want to show that, hey, it happened last year, but we learned from it, and we're a better team this year.
Mike Fratello joining us. Mike, last thought, if you're looking at Boston, they're clearly – they have, you know, pieces missing, Tatum out, Halliburton out in Indiana. But you have another team in Orlando that had some really nice pieces, long pieces, and they pick up Desmond Bane in a blockbuster. Then you have JB's team up in Detroit that really made some strides. Who else in New York, we'll find out who their coach is going to be. Who else in the East do you think can be a challenger next year along with the Cavaliers?
Remember, Detroit played the majority of the season without their point guard. Okay, he was out the entire season for them last year, almost the entire. I'm not sure if he ever did get back. I can't remember whether he did get back right at the end or not, but their starting point guard was out. So Detroit had one heck of a year considering they were missing their starting point guard. Indiana, that's a huge piece, picking up Bain because of his ability to make shots. You know, one of the things the Magic struggled with was three-point shooting, and turnovers was the other thing. Well, Bane will make a shot for you. You get him the ball, you get him an open look, he'll make a shot for you. So they have improved in those areas. And look, who knows what's going to happen in New York? Right now, if you said to me, who do you think the leader is? I think the leader is Jason Kidd. My hunch is he would wind up as a new Knicks head coach, but you never know. Kind of taking Doncic away from him in Dallas, and then a number of his assistants now moved on to other jobs. I still think they're going to be a heck of a team. Everybody comes back healthy. You have, you know, the backcourt that they're going to have. You know, Anthony Davis, and it's not a bad team. But I, you know, Jason, he's kind of like that. He gets 3 or 4 years, they're good, and then maybe it's time for his next job. 3 or 4 years, they're good, and then go on to the next job. So that wouldn't surprise me. And then the rest of the Eastern Conference, I don't know, are the teams like the Atlantas, the Brooklyns, the Charlottes, are they ready to move up and get to 500 ball? Because then you're talking about a playoff opportunity. If you get yourself to 500, you got a chance there for a play-in or playoff opportunity. There's no question that the Western Conference was much stronger than the Eastern Conference was. And when I looked at free agency, it's interesting. Of the top 10 or so, 7 of the top 10 free agents came from the Western or in the Western Conference. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe all those guys flip over and wind up in the Eastern Conference next year.
Thank you for your time, sir. We appreciate it and glad that you enjoyed the finals and the playoffs as much as we did. It was really entertaining stuff for the NBA.
Guys, thanks for having me on.
Coach, thank you. I want to hear you sing an opera, Little Italy. That's what I want next.
Come on up there. We'll do it one night behind La Dolce Vita.
There you go. It's the place to go. It's the place to go. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, guys. Thanks. Right.
Mike Fratello joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You want some great basketball thoughts? Mike Fratello's your guy, and we just had him here on the show. Mike wouldn't bust up the core four.
No.
Now, you know, if the right trade comes along, you obviously have to accept it, but you're not looking to bust it up. I'm not looking to bust it up. And can you tweak around the edges and get better? Yeah, you can. I threw out this thought. Give me a thought on this, Andy.
Okay.
I don't think it's likely. Okay. I'll just say that. I don't think it's likely. Yesterday, Boston trading Porzingis to the Hawks, 3-team deal. Nets were involved. Nets picked up a first-round draft choice. The Brooklyn Nets have 5 picks in tonight's first round of the NBA draft.
Wow.
5. The Cavaliers have some players who probably won't be here next year. Isaac Okoro.
Okay.
Dean Wade, maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
I wonder if the Brooklyn Nets would be interested in either one of those guys, both of those guys. Salary locked in. Young, both still young enough players. I'm thinking Isaac more than anything. I wonder if Isaac would be worth one of their late first-round picks to them.
I could see us trying to get back in this thing, can't you? I mean, that's very aggressive. The question is who do you want? Who's worthy to go back in? And if you're going to draft somebody in the first round, where do you want to be? And again, you know as well as I do that the NBA draft is a totally different game than the NFL draft. And if you can grab a couple players out of the first round that will be playing next year, you're lucky. Maybe a couple guys out of the second round. And the numbers get slimmer when you look at second rounders trying to get in to the NBA. Brooklyn is all over. They have 27, 26, 22, 19, 8. Wow.
They're not going to draft 5 guys.
There's no way. They're going to have to dish out.
So, you know, in theory, they use some of those picks to trade up in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if they just trade out with one of them and bring in a player. Now, you know, we don't know. Do they like fill in the blank? Could that be an avenue for the Cavs? Yeah, I think actually that could maybe be some kind of an avenue to trade into the first round and get a guy. But I would think it would be one of those picks in the 20s. And I would think, as you said, Cavs would have to have somebody in mind in particular. And maybe that's one of those trades that you hate so much. And somebody ends up going, and we'll see it tonight.
Oh, it is the worst thing. Like the NBA, when they send someone up there, they know they're going.
Go ahead, Andy. You can tell it.
I'm sorry, because you know it drives me crazy. Can I just, I'm sorry.
That's exactly right.
It is the worst part of the NBA draft.
I'm going to take about a 7-minute break now.
Guy goes up to the podium. They hand him a hat of a team that everybody knows that he's been traded already, and he'll never, ever have that moment again with the team that he's actually going to. It drives me insane. Who did Kobe Bryant actually get drafted by? I'm stupid for not knowing this, but
Charlotte.
It was Charlotte. That's the one that kind of haunts me. I just couldn't remember what team it was there for a second. And think about that. I mean, come on. Everybody knows that they're getting traded, but yet they have to go up and take that stupid picture with the wrong hat. Stop. Can we just stop that, please? Okay. Thank you. Feel better.
Hi, I'm Andy Baskin. For complete disclosure.
No, for common sense.
Yeah, put on the other hat.
We already know that you're not going to play for
announce,
that team.
You can't announce the guy got drafted by this team. That's the way that is. You can't really.
How about no hat then? I'll be okay with it. No hat. So-and-so selected with Dylan Harper with the second selection in the draft. Don't even give him a team.
Do they then like hold up a flag that just says like
NBA flag?
Two?
Yeah, no, like the Olympic flag. NBA flag.
NBA flag. And on it should just say 4.
Does anybody, do you guys disagree with me how stupid it is?
It's like a country that gets banned from the Olympics. They carry the Olympic flag.
Yeah.
You get traded. Just go put on an NBA hat.
Congratulations. You've joined the league. We'll go through the mess and figure out where you're actually going to play in a little bit.
I do have my eye on Brooklyn in this draft. Because if the Cavs have any kind of avenue of trying to do something, I think that could be one. Because, you know, how often do teams draft 5 guys? On the other hand, they could draft a whole new starting 5.
It could be the Fab 5.
If they wanted to.
The new Fab 5.
Freshman. You know, seriously. Yeah. I mean, you could. No?
Yeah. I mean, they'd probably be all college sophomores going into next season anyway.
And
if they don't draft anybody international, right? It'd be almost all college sophomores.
Yeah. Good thing or problem is this. You got a lot of later picks in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple in the 20s. And it's like, you know, third, fifth round in the NFL draft. You usually don't find guys that low who come in and be great players. but you can. Jimmy Butler was 30th overall pick. I mean, you see it every year. Somebody who's taken that late becomes really good. And I just wonder if, you know, there are people that might, you know, they might be going after. Let me throw another name at you.
Okay.
I like him. I don't want to move Max Strus, but he's under contract. Max is a good player. Team like Brooklyn, might they like a guy like Max? You know, there. I think there are assets on the Cavs team based on the circumstances with Brooklyn that might make you think, eh, maybe there's something there. Because you know, they don't want to bring in five rookies. That's the thing. You don't want to bring in five rookies. Do they want to move some for veterans, or do they want to try and trade up? I would guess they would try to trade up.
I do have good news for those following the draft over the next two nights. Tomorrow night's draft will be shorter than the first round, obviously, because I think it's less time. But there also is no 60th pick because the Knicks lost their pick. They had to forfeit. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
No more tampering.
Cavs have the second to last pick in the draft. Nope, you can't. Second to last pick in the draft goes to the Cavs right now. Now, there's some talk that the Cavs want to trade out of those. Some they want to trade up, try and package the two and move up, you know, get somebody they really want in the second round.
Sitting at 58 and, what, 49? 49.
Yeah. We'll see.
Looking at NBA Draft Net, Bryce Williams is the suspected pick for tomorrow out of Nebraska, shooting guard, small forward, and then Amari Williams from Kentucky, the center.
I wouldn't ignore the NBA draft tonight if you're a Cavs fan, just based on the fact that right now the Cavs don't have a first-round pick.
Make tomorrow's show real interesting if they can jump back into the first round.
Well, as if tomorrow's show won't be interesting enough.
Of course, but it'll be more interesting.
I was going to say, who are you talking to here?
This place would go on, if they figured out a way to get Cooper Flagg tonight, could you imagine that? Because that's what they need.
Okay, I'm Andy Baskin for hallucinogenic drugs.
That's right. Well, you're the one that was all about Mr. Rogers' neighborhood earlier in the show, so.
It was yesterday.
Nope, today too. See, you don't even remember.
I didn't use the word mushrooms earlier today.
I
just said Mr. Rogers goes to Pittsburgh. That's all I said. That was it. I know what you're talking about.
Everybody's favorite press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.